Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Art of Reading Minds by Henrik Fexeus. Sophie, have you ever had that moment where you're talking to someone and you just know they're not saying what they really mean?
Oh, all the time. And that's exactly what this book is about. Fexeus is a mentalist and communication expert, and he argues that reading minds isn't some supernatural gift. It's a practical skill anyone can learn by paying attention to the signals we all send without realizing it.
Right? And he starts with this idea that most communication happens below the surface. Our conscious mind is just the tip of the iceberg. The real stuff is in our body language, our tone, even our breathing.
Exactly.
And those signals are often more honest than words because they come from the subconscious. So, the first step is learning to shift your focus from what people say to how they say it.
One thing that really stuck with me was the concept of establishing a baseline. Before you can spot when someone's acting differently, you need to know what's normal for them.
Yes.
So, you observe someone in a relaxed state, their typical posture, gestures, and speech patterns. Then, when something changes, that's your cue to pay attention.
And he says the lower body is actually the most honest part. We're trained to control our face and hands, but we forget about our feet. Happy feet, when someone's feet bounce or wiggle, that's a sign of positive feelings.
And feet pointing toward the door? That's a sign they want to leave. Even the direction someone's feet are pointing tells you where their attention really is.
Then there's the torso and arms. Crossed arms are a classic, but he's careful to say context matters. Someone might just be cold, but if a normally open person suddenly crosses their arms when a topic comes up, that's worth noting.
And open palms signal openness, while hiding your hands can suggest you're withholding something. Touching the neck or face is often a self-soothing gesture when someone's stressed.
The face is the most expressive, but also the most deceptive. He talks about genuine versus fake smiles. A real smile involves the eyes. You get those crow's feet. A fake smile is often lopsided or lasts too long.
And the eyes themselves, pupil dilation is involuntary. Our pupils dilate when we see something we like. Eye contact is a delicate balance. Too little can seem dishonest. Too much can feel aggressive.
He also debunks the myth that looking up and to the right means lying. He says eye movements are linked to internal cognitive processes, like remembering or imagining. The key is noticing when the pattern changes for baseline.
But the real art is reading clusters of behavior. No single gesture means anything by itself. But if someone touches their nose, breaks eye contact, shifts their weight, and clears their throat all at once, that's a cluster that signals stress.
And he talks about building rapport through mirroring. If you subtly match someone's body language and tone, they feel understood and open up more. But you have to be subtle, not mimicking.
Voice is another channel. A sudden higher pitch can mean stress or excitement. Slower speech with lots of pauses might mean they're choosing words carefully. Faster speech can mean nervousness.
And breathing. When we're relaxed, we breathe from the diaphragm, deep and even. When stressed, it's shallow and rapid. You can watch someone's chest rise and fall to get a read on their comfort level.
He also tackles deception. There's no single sign of lying, but liars often leak through microexpressions, vocal changes, or mismatched signals. If someone says, "I'm not angry," with a clenched jaw and crossed arms, their body is telling the truth.
The ethical side is important too. He's clear that this isn't about manipulation. It's about connection, understanding what someone feels so you can respond with empathy.
And you can also project your own desired image. Want to seem confident? Stand tall, take up space, keep your hands visible. Want to seem trustworthy? Make eye contact, keep palms open, nod as they speak.
The part that really got me was his redefinition of listening. He says listening is an active physical process, giving full attention, maintaining open posture, asking about the feeling behind the words.
That shift from competitive conversation, waiting for your turn, to collaborative conversation, where you truly want to understand, is huge. That's where the real mind reading happens.
For me, the one takeaway is that reading minds is really about paying attention. It's looking up from your own thoughts and truly seeing the person in front of you.
And if you want to dive deeper into this or any other book, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
It's a skill of awareness, noticing the truth that's already there, waiting to be seen.
Exactly. We'll see you in the next one.